Greetings, Urbana. It's 1 o'clock and time to jump to Media Matters here in WILL AM 580. I'm your host, Bob McChesney, coming to you live today, June 19th, 2011. We've got a special two-hour program today with John Nichols joining us and also Bill Moyers coming in later on the phone lines. Should be a great 2 hours. We're going to be talking about politics, we're going to be talking about media, and we're going to be talking about WILL and public radio and why you need to support it. But before we go to today's show, let's first go to NPR News.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The Libyan government is claiming that NATO airstrikes against the regime of Muammar Gaddafi are deliberately targeting civilians. Libyan officials say at least 7 people were killed in a bombing in Tripoli today. Government spokesman Musa Ibrahim told reporters there was no military facility nearby.
This is another night of murder and terror and horror in Tripoli caused by NATO. You have seen with your own eyes the terrible disaster that is taking place every day in Tripoli.
NATO officials say they're investigating the incident and they regret any loss of civilian life. Syrian troops are reported to be clamping down in the region where civilians have been fleeing into neighboring Turkey. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in southwestern Turkey. He spent most of the morning on the so-called smugglers' trails that cross the mountains between the two countries.
I met a man who arrived yesterday from the Syrian village of Badama. He was there. He fled as it was stormed by the Syrian military. He said he saw tanks and heavy weapons. He saw houses being fired on. Badama is not a hotbed of anti-regime activism, but it is very strategically located. It's very close to the Turkish border, and it's the easiest way for displaced Syrians to reach Turkey. And what that means is now with the army parked there, it's very difficult for Syrians fleeing other villages to use that route to get to the Turkish border, and B, it's harder for food and medicine and other supplies to come through that route as well.
NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting from southwestern Turkey. Egypt's interim prime minister says he'd like to see a delay in parliamentary elections, tentatively scheduled for September, until a new constitution is drafted. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports that view is shared by a growing number of secular and liberal political parties in Egypt.
For weeks now, many of the political groups that emerged from the youth-led revolt that toppled dictator Hosni Mubarak in February have been saying that the political landscape here needs time to take shape and mature. Today, that view was supported by interim Prime Minister Essam Sharaf. In an interview with the Egyptian news website Masrawi, the Prime Minister made clear a delay is merely his personal preference. In fact, any decision to delay would be made by the secretive and autocratic military council that's currently ruling Egypt. Key in all this is that the next parliament will select a panel to draft a new constitution. Most secular parties here worry that a September vote would give undue advantage to the Islamist Muslim Brotherhood, the largest and best organized political force in Egypt. They fear that, in turn, would mean a new constitution with too much of an Islamist tilt. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Cairo.
The Prime Minister of Somalia offered his resignation today. An agreement backed by the UN called for him to step down to allow for the formation of a new government. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Torrential rains continue this weekend in China, hit hard by floods and landslides. Officials estimate that 500,000 people have been forced from their homes. Huge areas of farmland are underwater, reducing vegetable production by 20% and driving prices higher by as much as 40%. The rain is expected to continue for the next 2 days. China has mobilized troops to distribute food. A lifelong advocate of human rights has died. Yelena Bonner was 88. Jessica Gullaher reports from Moscow. Bonner was a leading dissident in the Soviet Union and continued to point out what she saw as the shortcomings of the new democratic Russia.
Bonner, the widow of Nobel Peace Prize winner Andrei Sakharov, died after a long illness, according to her children. Bonner had been an outspoken critic of rights abuses by the Soviet Union and continued to advocate for rights and democracy in post-communist Russia. She was also an outspoken critic of Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. Bonner married Sakharov, a nuclear physicist, in 1972. Her husband helped develop the Soviet atom bomb, but Bonner later used Sakharov's influence to speak for peace and human rights. Bonner represented him at the Nobel Peace Award ceremony in 1975. She was living in Boston when she passed away. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Musician Clarence Clemens died yesterday from complications of a stroke. He was known as the Big Man because of his physical size and his booming saxophone. Clemens played with Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band. Last night, fans gathered at the Stone Pony, a club in Asbury Park, New Jersey, where the band got its start. Phil Kunz told a reporter, "I'll never hear Jungle Land played live again, and that's a bummer." Clarence Clemens was 69. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at GatesFoundation.org.
Okie doke. Welcome back to Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney, here in WILL AM 580, coming to you live today, June 19th, 2011. Got a special two-hour show in the studio with me right here is John Nichols. Coming later in the next hour will be Bill Moyers joining us to talk about media politics, the importance of public radio stations like WILL, programs like Media Matters, and the most breaking news of the day. John Nichols, how do you like the new theme music?
I feel like I'm in a, you know, dance hall in 1938.
Very good. Yeah. Correct year. I like it. Nichols is on a roll.
And you did not prompt me.
I didn't prompt you. I was just really impressed with
it. It's got that retro feel.
Do you know who it is?
I'd be pushing there, probably.
Benny Count Goodman? Basie.
Count Basie, better, much better than Benny
His signature
Goodman.
Song, 1 o'clock jump. That's why we picked it, because we go on at 1 o'clock.
It is so darn brilliant. And, this is the sort of media analysis that people have come to expect.
That's right. Media Matters breaking the big music of 1938.
And we gather to do some fundraising, of
That's
course,
right. Today.
Today
is a business day for us here at Media Matters.
But also, you know, if we're going to talk about music, and probably an even better pick might have been something from Bruce Springsteen, because we do honor the legacy of Clarence Clemens, who
That's right.
was not only a great sax player, but, you know, in many ways, one of those people. The incredible thing about him is the media ages that he leapt. Here's a guy who came out of soul and was influenced into the scene by a King Curtis album. King Curtis, the great kind of master sax player, and then came all the way through. So really, King Curtis even touching back to a Count Basie time, all the way through. He's in Lady Gaga's new video.
And even more important, John, as a young man, he was a football player in college, and he was tried to audition for my beloved Cleveland Browns. So.
And how close? And he was injured, right?
Yes, that cost him his career. So, but in football,
we got Jungle Land.
He landed on his feet.
We got Jungle Land.
Okay, well, good news, listeners. That's the end of our discussion of music for the next 2 hours. We're going to be talking politics and media. I'm Bob McChesney. This is John Nichols. This is Pledge Drive time for WILL, and I don't think anyone who listens to this program or listens to WILL needs to have us spell out the importance of the next 2 hours for this station, for this show, for the type of media that you've grown accustomed to on WILL and on Media Matters. And just to get everyone, we've got two premiums I'm very excited about. We have not offered before, and two that I think regular listeners of this program are going to especially enjoy. One of them is a book that we discussed on Media Matters, five weeks ago, I can't remember, I think in April.
Yeah, and to remarkable effect, because it's gone kind of everywhere as a podcast.
Really?
Yeah,
good.
I mean, it's really interesting that, and we'll tell people what it is in a sec, but it's very interesting.
And they're all in suspense now.
But it's one of the things about this show that's such a big deal, and people should be aware. This show, people are listening right now, are hearing it either on their radio, in their car, at home, wherever. Maybe they're listening online, and I know a lot of people do that. But this show also has an afterlife. It goes out across this country, around the world in the form of podcasts, and I can't tell you the number of people who heard us talking about this book.
The S word. Let's give people a name. The S word.
Which is the book I did on, it's a really a short history of American socialism and much under-discussed, much understood. But the amazing thing is that the conversation we had, I've had people from all over the world say, oh, yeah, I got, somebody sent me a link to it, I listened to it, or it turned up someplace. And that's the power of this show. This program brings together thinkers, doers, to talk about politics and media in a way that doesn't happen anyplace else. And it may, you know, may generate out of WILL, but it goes so many places. And so when you contribute, you know, whatever you can, a dollar, $100, whatever you can give.
A thousand.
10,000.
A million.
Billion.
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
Calm down, Bob.
I think Bill Gates is driving through. We're going to try and get a billion out of him. But no, really, the fact is, we know it's the people who do $10, $20, $30. When you contribute what you can, you are not merely supporting this show on this station. You're really supporting a dialogue that goes far beyond this place, generates out of exactly the kind of town we would hope it come from, the Champaign-Urbana, a good university town surrounded by folks in communities all over central Illinois and even over into Indiana.
Yeah, we hit Indiana well.
And who value these ideas, this dialogue, and it's the contribution you make to the whole of a national and international discourse. Very
John
important
Nichols, our guest, so you've just been listening to. The phone number, if you want to call to make your pledge to Media Matters and to WILL, is 217-244-9455. 217-244-9455. Phone lines are open. Please call. We're going to have a great show. We're going to be talking media and politics with John Nichols and later Bill Moyers for 2 hours. It's not going to be all pledge wrapping, but it would be great if everyone made their call right now.
Yeah.
In the next 10 minutes, get it out of the way. And then, you know, once we get 100 callers or so, then we're just going to tamp down on the pitching and talk politics pure and simple. But let's get 100 callers in. The premiums we're offering, again, the first one for $60 is John Nichols' new book, The S Word, A Short History of an American Tradition, Socialism. We had John on the show, as he mentioned, to talk about it. It's a book I devoured in a day. I don't think anyone who reads this book will be disappointed. And this isn't a book written for socialists or leftists. This is an extraordinary book of American history. I think you'll love this country even more once you finish this book. Mm-hmm. It'll make you proud to be an American and understand the rich traditions of political independence and openness that have existed in this country's history. The S Word, $60 pledge to 217-244-9455 gets you a copy. Or for $60, we happen to have another brand new book we've never offered before. It just came out. And I guess I'm dueling with you in a bit today, John.
Now, let me promote this one.
Okay.
Will the Last Reporter Please Turn Out the Lights? The Collapse of Journalism and What Can Be Done to Fix It. It's a collection of essays edited by Bob, your host, and Victor Picard, who was the producer
of Media Matters. Yeah,
and one of the people who really helped to define what this show is all about. What Bob and Victor did was they went to some of the best thinkers and active players in media issues in the country today, folks like FCC Commissioner Michael Copps, Nation Magazine writer Eric Alterman, Craig Aaron, who is the new head of Free Press, the media reform group we founded, and tons of other folks.
Yeah, lots of people have been on the show. Tom Frank, who's been on the show.
Janine Jackson from FAIR. David Simon, who is
the
guy who came with Wire, as well as a lot of good friends and other folks. But what's amazing about this book is that the series of essays in it really do scope out not just the crisis that we're in, but also an evolving dialogue about how we can respond to it. And, you know, it's so significant that we kind of keep ahead of the dialogue, not just catch up with it. This book is ahead of the discourse about media and politics in this country. Very important book. And if you call in at 217-244-9455, again, 217-244-9455, you can get a copy of this for $60. And it is really a terrific book. I'm a big fan of it.
And you should be. John has two essays in it.
Those are the outstanding parts of it. I haven't actually read the rest.
And actually, it's almost all original material.
This is
new stuff that was written for this book. Mm-hmm. There's a handful of reprinted essays, but they're all in the last 2 years. So this is purely a cutting edge piece. $60 gets you Will the Last Reporter Turn Out the Lights, or gets you The S Word. $100 gets you both.
Mm-hmm.
Phone number again, 244-9455, area code 217. Call now, make the pledge. Let's get 100 people to call in, get that done. Been there, done that. We'll mosey on. We got Bill Moyers coming later in the program. We have one person to thank already, John Nichols.
Who is that?
A web pledge, unnamed, anonymous. going under the radar from Decatur, Illinois.
I love Decatur, Illinois.
Decatur, great American city.
Hell of a union town, a town that had some real fights.
Yeah, that's right.
Some, I was there a few times on some lines.
That's right. You've been a labor reporter. That was a big part of your career before you got into the pure political.
Yeah, and I still think it's actually, you know, thank you. By the way, how much did our friend in Decatur, or what did our friend in Decatur do for us?
It's top secret, apparently. I only know we got a flood. I like to start with Decatur.
I, it's a funny thing. I still think that labor reporting is the most important reporting that we can do. I do a lot of politics because there's such an interplay between them. But my first real reporting job was covering farm labor organizing in rural Ohio, going out, you know, with Hispanic organizers, almost all the organizing done in Spanish among tomato and cucumber workers. And they were taking on Campbell Soup, the biggest company, food companies in the world. And these are still the great struggles. And it's a one of the things that we talk about on this show so much is the extent to which coverage of that side, that reality, has just disappeared from so much of our media.
Yeah.
And it's one of the lines that we use a lot, that the only way poor people and working people make the news anymore is if they get in the way of rich people. Now, it happens in Wisconsin, where I live and where Bob has spent a lot of his time. We, in recent months, have seen one of the great labor stories of the 20th century, where about 150,000, 180,000 people got in the way of rich folks and made some real news. But by and large, these great stories of working people don't get told. And that's one of the things that this show does. If you look back over the last maybe, I would bet over any given,
well,
take any
on
year.
9 years now.
Yeah, but take any one of those years. I will bet you a good third of the programs had to do with core economics and or labor struggles, struggles of workers, things that are related to them, because and how they fit into a society with respect rather than kind of as just the roadkill on the side.
John, I've got a trivia question. Not trivia, actually. A quiz question for you.
Well, you ask it, though, let's remind people they can be calling in at 217-244-9455 because it is a pledge drive.
And $60 will get you the S word, John Nichols' brand new book, published by Verso, to phenomenal acclaim, if I may say so.
The reviews have
been off the charts. Or it can get you a copy of Will the Last Reporter Turn Out the Lights, the book I co-edited with Victor Picard on the state of journalism today, with really 30 entries, new entries by some of the top thinkers around, with a whole broad range of opinion. It's not just the Bob McChesney worldview. It includes an essay by Matt Welsh from The Reason magazine, for example, and a number of other people who take a very different stance than I do, but they're intelligent, thoughtful pieces. And that's why we wanted to get the debate going. This is a crisis in journalism that requires everyone helping out, everyone participating, and there's really no time for mudslinging. We've got to really solve this one, or nothing else really matters, ultimately. As John and I have been advocating.
We've been saying for a while.
For a while now. Here's the quiz question.
All right.
Last week, we had on our show as a guest, and hopefully you don't remember who it is, because I think I told you, but you forgot
him. I did.
And because you're so busy. We had as our guest someone who was probably the number one non-elected public figure to get news coverage in the United States in the 1960s and 70s, routinely on every major talk show on television.
Ralph Nader?
You didn't let me finish the question. You already got it. You're so good.
I know. I didn't know that he was your guest. You did not tell me that it was Ralph.
But the point I was making is he said on the show that he cannot get on even NPR shows anymore.
No.
Not to mention commercial stations. He's simply off limits to Diane Rehm. He's off limits to Terry Gross. He's off limits to everything but our show, basically.
Well, let me tell you this. And that's what, again, that's why one of the reasons people should call in with their pledges to 217-244-9455, 217-244-9455. But I can give you an example of that. One of the things that I do if I go into a town, I was just up in Minneapolis for the Netroots Nation.
That's right, a wild event up there, huh?
Good, big crowd. Russ Feingold gave a fantastic speech about corporations and the Democratic Party that I think shook some people up.
Yeah, not the Democrats were all...
Not all the Democrats in the crowd were
thrilled. Debbie Wasserman Schultz didn't send him a bouquet of flowers.
No bouquet of flowers. Russ Feingold said, call out the corporate Democrats. But I travel a lot, and I'm in a lot of towns. Often what I try to do is if I'm around in the afternoon and I can go into a like an antique store or sort of a, you know, ephemera store, bookstore, I'm trying to find an old newspaper from that town from, 50 years ago. And I did it once. One of the best experiences of it was up in Duluth, Minnesota. And I was going to be giving a talk and I got a copy of the Duluth News Tribune from about 50 years before. And I just held it up and I said, take a look at the front page of this newspaper. And I remember very well from that moment, the front page of the newspaper, the second top story on the front page was Ralph Nader holds a press conference in Washington about some food safety thing. And you think to yourself, wow, imagine that if we still had a media in this country, which we do not. Yeah. And I don't think it was a golden age then. But if we still had a media where when somebody, it doesn't have to be Ralph Nader, it could be somebody else, gets up and really says something about food safety or about consumer issues, that's right up there, you know, right next to or maybe even the lead story. It doesn't happen anymore. It doesn't. Look, we were in the middle of a debate about Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Fundamental debate about something real life for people. And we went on a 2-week hiatus to talk about Anthony Weiner's wiener. And this is a very dysfunctional discourse for a democracy.
You know, I shouldn't laugh about that, but I'm going to tell something I think is interesting. As people call in to make their pledge to Media Matters at 244-9455, area code 217, one of the things that's striking is that Anthony Weiner had those press conferences.
One after another.
One after another. And the absurdity of the event was captured by the fact that Howard Stern's sort of shock troops go in to ask questions, and they were ridiculous, over-the-top questions, like, are you going to pay for Arnold's love child with someone?
Yeah.
And then other stories about the size of his anatomy. But they fit the logic of the story perfectly.
Not everybody recognized that they were off topic.
Yeah,
you know, this is what's happened, and it's something. A book could be written about this whole Weiner affair, not because it's particularly interesting. I mean, you know, it's sort of a tragic guy in a bad situation. But a book could be written about it because I think it goes to something we've talked about a lot. And in fact, does show up in, you know, Will the Last Reporter Please Turn Out the Lights? We actually discuss this in some of the things we've written.
Yeah.
That there is now a clear formula for how to get the overwhelming majority of American media. And I'm not just talking about, you know, Fox or The Inquirer or anything like that. I'm talking about ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, you know, and National Public Radio. I'm talking about all of our media. I got a cat.
Yeah, John Nichols is our cat in the studio here is attacking John Nichols' mic. So
just pulled it off. But
all right,
that was a bizarre moment.
That was.
But,
that was Chippy the cat.
Chippy the cat saying, "Hold it! I don't want you to expose the secrets of media."
No, he said,
Chippy,
"No one's shut up and get people to pledge. No one's calling in, unfortunately." 217-244-9455. John's going to finish this story, but we want these volunteers, these wonderful people answering the phones. We want to give them some business. Please do call, make that pledge. WILL AM580 needs your support desperately. John, finish your story.
Chippy's okay. We talk about this in the book, and it is. In covering this stuff and writing about it for so many years, you and I have pretty much figured out the formula to take the attention away from any subject, no matter how important. And, you know, sort of like as a parent, when you got a young kid, you know exactly how to get that kid, you know, off top. You say, "You want some ice cream?" Right? Well, ice cream for our national media is a politician, not a particularly consequential one, that doesn't matter, in a sex scandal.
Mm-hmm.
That is, it's just a dream come true. They love it, and they will go down that road for day after day, week after week. They will keep trying to unravel it because they can lie to themselves. They can tell themselves a lie that they are covering, quote unquote, covering politics, when in fact they're just doing sort of salacious celebrity gossip. And the Weiner thing really sort of blew it right straight into the forefront. You saw it in every way. And if folks want to have a different media, if they want to have a better media, and if they want to have a media that's more like what you hear on this show, you have to support those of us who don't choose to go down that track. Those of us who recognize that you need some perspective. You don't devote yourself to a life of journalism or public inquiry simply to go to the most base place because it's the easiest place to do stuff. And this show has talked about that now for the better part of a decade. It is a unique entity in American media because it brings together the political discourse with that question of how media operates. Nobody else does this in this way, and it's why we ask you to really give the kind of support that you can, because without your support, without your donations, at 217-244-9455, 217-244-9455, it is not possible to get the guests to produce the programming that is so, I would argue, essential, not just for this station, but really now for the whole of the country and even other parts of the world.
John Nichols, I have good news and bad news.
Okay.
The good news first, we have three people to thank for making generous pledges.
All from Decatur?
No, in fact, I'll go through them in a second. The bad news is at our current pace, we will reach the 100 target sometime in 2016.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, it'll be like make a Jerry Lewis telethon look like a nanosecond.
Mm, 2016, so, that'll be right around the time when we're electing Bernie Sanders president.
Yeah.
All
maybe
right.
If everyone's
good to wait.
If everyone pledges and gets your book, the S word, who knows?
Might happen.
Anything could happen. Well, let's thank some people first. Yeah. While people do plan to
pledge
make
up.
Yeah. We had Gregory Renya of Tuyunga, California, pledged to Media Matters on the first day of the pledge drive. He did it on the web. And you can do the web pledge, everyone. If you don't want to call in 217-244-9455, just go to willpledge.org and follow the signs. It's very easy to do at willpledge.org for a secure pledge. So we want to thank you, Gregory Renya. Very generous of you, and we really appreciate it. Then we also got a pledge in just recently from Paul Muth of Urbana. Paul's a great person in town here and has been a loyal listener and caller. He's really terrific. Thank you so much, Paul. Keep it up. And then here we go from Burlington, Vermont, a new friend.
It's Bernie Sanders.
First time supporter of WILL, which is always great. Stephen Work from Burlington, Vermont. Now, this is pretty sad. We've got one person from Burlington, Vermont, another person from California, Urbana and Decatur. I mean, it's 2-2 now. It's out of state.
Yeah, out of state's
like,
winning.
It's out of state.
And it's not even like narrowly out of state.
No,
I mean, it's like the opposite sides of the country.
Yeah. So
we love that, by the way. And you know, if we want to have a little competition here, we want to see who wins. You folks who can so easily do this on the web. You know, the incredible thing about going to willpledge.org.
That's right.
Going to willpledge.org is you can still, if you're any kind of multitasker, you can do that pledge while listening.
That's
you don't even
point.
Have to talk to the wonderful volunteers.
That's
although
right.
I personally recommend talking to the volunteers.
Yeah.
But the fact is, I mean, if we've got to go to this speaking of Anthony Weiner baseness, if we've got to go to the base competition, right, you know, Illinois, Indiana versus the rest of the country, who's going to win this thing? It's a 2-2 race right now.
It's not looking good. Come on, let's go Champaign-Urbana. This is your station.
Yes.
This show is your show. This program, Media Matters, could not exist on any other NPR affiliate in the country. Let's be real clear. WILL, you know, went to bat for me 9 years ago with this show, has stuck by me.
It has
me,
continued to go to bat.
It's gone to bat for me. It has been, it could not be more supportive. And there's just simply no other NPR affiliate that would, frankly, have the courage and strength to stand up, say, this is a show our listeners will like.
Yeah, but it's also a partnership. And folks who call it 217-244-9455, 217-244-9455, know that. Because, yes, this is WILL going out there and putting on programming that is unique, that is special, that stands out not just in Illinois but around the country. It is also something, though, where there's a lot of give back and a lot of give and take. We were down in, I think it was Champaign, about a year, little year and a half ago, for an exquisite event.
Yeah.
Folks remember. Where
we did the live show.
Did a live show, and we had hundreds of people come out. And
it was amazing.
And it's one of those things where this is what a radio station should be. It should be a part of people's lives. It should be something that you listen to, but also that you interact with, that you engage with. And one of the things that this show allows you to do on a regular basis is to call in and talk to a Ralph Nader, to a Noam Chomsky, to a Naomi Klein. I mean,
John Nichols.
Oh, there you go. But you go across the whole radio spectrum and you think, you may occasionally hear a Naomi Klein or a Jeremy Scahill or a Ralph Nader or just run down the list.
Bernie Sanders.
But it's rare that you get to call in and very easily get into a good conversation with them. And I know from my experience, I've gone away from appearing on Media Matters with new ideas, with new theories, new thoughts about how to go at things because callers have
and
come in.
Questioners are great.
Yeah.
I love doing the live shows. When I do the recorded shows and I have to do all the questions, it's like, you know, I wish I could sort of pipe in some of my callers because they always come up with stuff that's better than what I was thinking of. And, you know, one of the things we pride ourselves here, Melissa Trentz is our producer. We answer every communication we get. I bet a third to half the shows we get come from listener suggestions. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we can't do them. They don't work out for one reason or another. But oftentimes they say, have you ever thought about doing this? Or have you looked at that book? And I'll look at it and go, wow, that is a really good idea.
Well, it's interesting. In a little bit, we're going to have Bill Moyers on.
Yeah.
And Bill's got a new book, which is a really terrific piece of work. he's collected the transcripts of the interviews that he did on his great TV show, because he interviewed some of the best people in the country and the world. And those interviews really stand the test of time. But it's an interesting thing. If you took the interviews from Media Matters, say, and just did a book where you collected just the economists who have appeared on Media Matters, just the people who really deal in the world of economics, and
Baker,
put that together,
Krugman, Stiglitz.
It would be one of the best economic texts. I would argue one of the better economic texts of the century, because it would bring together some really, you know, adventurous,
Jamie Galbraith,
exciting thoughts about the economy. And there's just no other program, and it is including our so-called business press, that does that. And so when you call in to support this show, you are supporting a dialogue that takes you down avenues and goes places where most of the rest of the media doesn't even imagine going, may not even understand that it could. And you prove something. The callers prove first that we can have real dialogues about economics on radio, and it's good. But the support that people provide for this station proves that there's a community of people out there who really do want a different and better media.
John Nichols, we need some people to call in here at WILL. Show your support for the station for Media Matters. We've only had four pledgers. We've got 96 to go, and we've got about 90 minutes to do it in
place. Doable,
yeah,
certainly.
It's doable. And we know a lot of people like to hang back. There's sort of people that like to come in at the end of the fourth quarter and take the winning shot. And I know it's great to come in like at 2 minutes before the end of the show and say, hey, okay, I put you up over the top. But, you know, we can't fall behind by 30 points in
the
second quarter.
But it does raise the question. It's maybe the next show. This time we've already kind of gone down the track. Begging people to call.
Already, we're at the
217-244-9455, 217-244-9455. But maybe next time what we do is we just do absolutely no pledge wrapping at all until, you know, like 4 minutes from the end. And then we go crazy with this desperate plea and see if that works.
Well, what we have to remind folks is that we have a couple of, I think, really good premium offers if you pledge. For $60, we have two brand new books. You can get either one for $60, both for $100. One of them is John Nichols' new book, The S Word, which we discussed on the show in April. And I've read it, obviously, and it's a great book. And I'm going to be using it in classes. We also have my brand new book, Will the Last Reporter Turn Out the Lights, which I co-edited with Victor Ricard, and has 30 new essays on the journalism crisis from a variety of different perspectives. It's not just a lot of people giving opinions. Most of the essays have hard research with original takes onto it, but it's written for a popular audience. The S Word, of course, is on the socialist tradition in America. If you've listened to the program, you need no explanation for why you want to make the pledge to get this wonderful book. But it has some of the most revealing and interesting material on people like Thomas Paine, Abraham Lincoln, Karl Marx, the 20th century socialist tradition in Milwaukee and the union movement and the civil rights in African-American community. In short, these are books I think you'll enjoy reading, especially if you like this show, you'll love these books. And you can get either of them for a $60 pledge, both of them for a $100 pledge at 217-244-9455, 217-244-9455. And, you know, one thing we want to alert you, we know we have a large listenership here. We have people from outside the area. We have people who stop me on the streets, who email me all the time, some wonderful people. But only, by our calculations, less than 10% of the people who are regular listeners to WILL or to this show actually pledge and support it. They say, well, look, I know someone else is putting up the money. I don't have to really do it. I get a free ride. And I certainly understand that logic and thinking. I was like that myself at one stage in my life when I was younger and poorer. And I was glad there were other people willing to pick up the pay the price for me. We're at a point now, though, where we don't really have that luxury. The federal money is under severe attack for public radio. The state money is under severe attack.
Oh, yeah.
For public radio.
In fact, more so.
More so. So we have the ironic situation that the listenership for WILL, the listenership of the show is higher than it's ever been, but our budget is more cramped because we don't take advertising. If we did, the show wouldn't exist. We don't have private owners. We are a public station. We respond to the community. We serve the public. We offer an array of things that advertisers might not be interested in supporting. But that means that listeners have to step up to the plate. And if you are a regular listener to WIL or this show, take a look in the mirror. We need you to really come forward. Now, maybe you can't give $60. If you can't, we understand. Don't give $60. Give whatever you can. If you only give $10 or $15, it all counts. You'll notice the goal for the show is 100 callers, not an amount of money. We just want 100 people to step up and say, I want to support this show at 217-244-9455. But if you can give $60 or $100 and get the premiums, one or both of them, please do so. You won't be disappointed.
But you'll walk with a spring in your step.
That's right, you will. But more important, there are some of you out there who might be in a decent situation economically. You can afford to give $200 or $300 or $1,000. This is the time we need you to do it. We are truly desperate here at WILL. The people who run this station, and I can say it because I'm not on the paid staff, I'm a volunteer, but the people who work here at this station are so devoted to this community and this station that they work for far less than they would get in the commercial marketplace. They believe in this station. They're struggling against all odds to keep this mission alive. And this is a chance to say to them, we really appreciate how hard you're working for us. We really appreciate having this radio station in a sea of commercial trivia out there, giving us, treating us like sane, sensible, intelligent, caring human beings, not just like people you turn upside down and shake their pants till all the money comes out and then you let go. But that means we need your support, whatever it can be, whether it's $10 or $1,000 or in between. Get on that phone right now. Make that call, 217-244-9455, or go to the website if you want to just do it online, willpledge.org. Follow the easy guides for... oh, look, John Nichols, we've got a couple more emails here from Melissa Trent, a little notes. We got,
excellent.
Here's our fourth person from Urbana. Urbana making
Urbana
a strong
comeback.
Urbana
coming in strong, which we would not be surprised
Urbana's
by.
Urbana's sort of sticking with Champagne right now.
Is it so frequently the case? Champagne.
I'm in Champagne. I moved.
I know, but I think Champagne, step it up,
come
kids.
On, Champagne. Yeah. Okay, Jeff Reeder in Urbana, thank you so much, Jeff. We really appreciate your pledge. And we have a couple more to thank here. Mm-hmm. All right, Ken Green of Saybrook. Thank you very much, Ken Green. And the Champagne, Randall
Finally,
Elliott. Randall
go.
Elliott and Champagne.
Good
thank
people.
You, Randall. And Urbana came back again, up to seven now. Anonymous from Urbana made a generous pledge. Thank all of you for making your pledges. We got seven in, 93 to go.
Well, that's good, though. We're picking up there. And I want to also, say, you know, Bob was just talking here about the difference in commercial media and public media. And public media is under assault at this point in this country. And let's be absolutely honest about why it is under assault. Because it offers us something we simply don't get in the rest of our media. And frankly, that a lot of powerful folks would prefer that you don't get. And that is a range of discussion, something that pushes the limits out from the incredibly narrow and vapid discourse that we have. I was just, I was up in Minneapolis at Netroots Nation, and I was with my friend Keith Ellison, who's a congressman from Minnesota. He's a very progressive congressman, and this weekend he launched a national tour. He's going to go, he and some other members of the Progressive Caucus are going to go to cities across this country to raise an issue, and that is jobs. They're going to argue that the United States has to make massive commitment to infrastructure and job creation, because you cannot have a developed Western country, or frankly, an undeveloped Eastern country. No country should have 10% real unemployment, or 10% listed unemployment, and something like 17, 18% real unemployment when you include the underemployed. And in some areas of the country, as much as 40 to 50% of the people unemployed.
And to add to your point, you know, when you have that much unemployment, underemployment, it puts so much tremendous downward pressure on everyone who has jobs.
Absolutely.
And wages. The wages are just falling, and the economy can't recover if people don't have money because they can't buy anything and businesses don't invest.
And I will tell you something. This discourse that Bob and I just had for 2 minutes on this will be more than most of mainstream media in this country gives to what Keith Ellison's doing. Keith is going, it's a very interesting, he is going to go to big cities across this country with other members of Congress, and they're going below the national level. They're leaving Washington because they said in Washington, it is almost impossible to get a dialogue about job creation going because everyone has bought into the lie, the absolute lie, that the only issue right now is deficit reduction. That's the only thing that matters. And so these folks are going to go out across this country to try and create a counterbalance. But I will tell you the frustrating thing. Here's Keith Ellison, packed with substance, packed with real information, talking about fundamental, practical issues, real people's lives, real jobs, talking about infrastructure investment in a city where just 5 years ago a bridge fell down and 13 people killed, 145 injured because of a decline of infrastructure, going right to the heart of big issues. The day he was launching his stuff, Michelle Bachmann appeared on the other side of town to just, you know, prattle off a bunch of nothing. Bit of information, not a bit of real ideas. And yet you go to the front page of papers, you look at the news, and it's Michelle Bachmann wowed him. And this is the frustrating reality, that so much of our media avoids substance. It avoids the substance of our economy. And then you ask yourselves, well, why do we feel frustrated? Why do we worry so much about our country that it seems to be in decline, that it seems to not be responding to basic challenges, basic issues? Well, part of that is media, a big part of it, because it doesn't tell us when somebody is out there trying to do the right thing. This show tries very hard to remind people on a regular basis that there is a broader dialogue. There's more going on. There are thinkers out there who actually have answers.
And one of those thinkers, John Nichols, is Bill Moyers, who will be joining us in the next hour of the program. We have a special two-hour edition of Media Matters today. I'm your host, Bob McChesney. You just have been listening to my dear brother, John Nichols, co-author of many books. Here, as always, is a great patriot, John Nichols, the busiest man in show, the James Brown of journalism, except you don't demand to be paid up front.
Well, I might be. I might start
well,
there.
Yeah, what you're getting paid here, you were paid up front. Yeah. Joining us, taking time out of his Father's Day, which we can't thank you enough, John Nichols, for doing.
Well, my
that.
Daughter Whitman's upstairs.
Oh, she is. Yeah. Whitman came with you. Great.
Yes.
Okay. And we are here taking your calls at 217-244-9455 to support Media Matters, to support WILL AM 580. We need your calls. We need your support. Our target is 100 callers. Give whatever you can. If you can only give $10 or $20 or $30, give that. We'll take it. We need the money. If you can give $60, you can get one of the two great pledge premiums, either John Nichols' brand new book, The S Word, A Short History of an American Tradition, Socialism, or my new book that I co-edited with Victor Ricard, former producer of Media Matters, Will the Last Reporter Please Turn Out the Lights, The Collapse of Journalism, and What Can Be Done to Fix It. $60 gets you either of those books. $100 gets you both. I don't think you'll be disappointed if you listen to this show with either of those books. I guarantee it. So make the call. But we have a few people to thank, John.
Fabulous. We like to say thank you.
And here we go. Of course, we have to do the geography countdown.
Yep.
First, we've got Greg Hajek of Chicago. Very
cool
good.
City.
Chicago.
Good city.
Urbana, again, Diana Morgan, thank you so much. Oh, and then here you go, Indiana, one of your favorite cities.
I like Indiana. Well, Terre Haute.
Yes. John couldn't see it either, but I knew he's a big Terre Haute fan for.
This is the home of Eugene Victor Debs.
Eugene Victor Debs,
who ran for president of the United States five times and said the only thing a presidential candidate ever should say, which is, if I could lead you into paradise, I wouldn't do it, because if I could lead you in, somebody else could lead you out. You have to build your own paradise in your own world, not look for a leader to take you there.
That is one of the great. He has just several great states.
Yeah, I know.
That's in there. Terre Haute, Robert Neville. And Robert, you've pledged before, and I can't sure if it's Neville or Neville. I've seen both.
He's from New Orleans, it's Neville, but you know, as you move up the river, it may change.
Maybe it's Neville. Robert Elshire of Slaterville Springs, New York, thank you very much.
Whoa, out of state.
Out of state again. We got Indiana. Well, that Indiana's what they're
we think of Indiana's hometown.
Yeah, well, here we go. Now we're back in East Central Illinois, Charleston. Keith Wilson, thank you very much. Oh, my God, here's a web one from Tarrytown, New York.
Tarrytown, New York.
That's what, is that in Westchester or Dutchess County?
It's up, I'm not going to make that mistake.
Okay, sure. I will.
I think it is Westchester, but almost certainly not.
Confirmed Westchester, close to Dutchess.
Yeah.
Robert Mannion did that on the web.
Can I tell you, by the way, Robert Mannion sounds a familiar name. I'm thinking that maybe somebody that we know from many causes.
Okay.
But I will tell you, too, that is not far from where Tom Paine was buried.
Well, that...
Because Tom Paine was buried up there north of New York, and only to have his bones dug up, taken over to England by a bunch of revolutionaries who then promptly lost them in a tavern. And so Tom Paine belongs to all of us. And I know that if Tom Paine was around...
He would be calling
244-9455. Absolutely. 217-244-9455.
Of course, he'd be pretty old.
What strength he had left in those fingers.
But I think if you're interested in Tom Paine, John Nichols is, I think, for my money, one of the two or three biggest experts in Tom Paine in the world
today.
You're
a Paineite. There's
no doubt of that. And in the S Word, you have a wonderful discussion of Tom Paine and the socialist influence at the very founding of our republic that makes the book worth the price of a $60 pledge to WILL today. We also want to thank Donald Schultz of Paxton, who called in. And then we've got Martha Wenzel of Monticello called in, and she says, Happy Father's Day, Dad. Mom sends her regards and a couple $100. Well, how wonderful.
Wow. That is fantastic.
That is. Thank you so much, Martha. We've got 15 in, 85 to go. We've got an hour and 16 minutes to do it.
I feel good like we're doing
the
right rhythm there.
I think people are beginning to grasp, you know, how serious the issue is. That, you know, we're not... you know, it's not like we're coming. It's not like the phone company coming for you say, to better serve you, we need to raise your rates. You know, they're just going to pocket the money. No, that sort of stuff. This is the money that we're raising today for WILL here on Media Matters goes to pay for the phone bill and the electric bill. Mm-hmm. It goes to make possible the water bill, heating, the stuff that keeps this station and keeps this show on the air, makes it possible for us to exist. Our expenses are rock bottom. I mean, we're down to the slab. There is no junkets to Bal Harbor here.
Damn.
There's no celebrity Coke binge parties in Vegas.
Yeah.
None of that stuff. This money gets spent with manhole covers attached to it. And that's why we need people to give us that money. It doesn't take much, but it does take money. We need, you know, this is a major operation to run a great public radio and television station.
And it's also that this station is not, you know, kind of stuck in a place and time. This is a station that has innovated. It has tried a lot of new things that have worked. And there's a reason why the programs that are done for WILL end up being some of the most frequently grabbed via podcasts and other routes in all of radio. It's because there's stuff done on this station, paid for by the people who call the number 217-244-9455, 217-244-9455, or who go to willpledge.org, but paid for by you folks. These programs done on this station go worldwide, and it's because investments are made, commitments are made. You know, a podcast doesn't just happen. When you finish making a program, somebody's got to do basic technical
Jack
work.
Jack Brighton here at WILL. We've got some, again, these amazingly talented people who work for a pittance, but they really believe
in. And they stay late, and they get there early.
They believe in public radio. Melissa Trentz, my producer, Kyle Groha, working the board with us every Sunday, coming in and working. These are people, dedicated professionals who truly believe in the mission of WILL, who believe in public radio and public television, and who've made a commitment specifically to this show. And again, I want to emphasize the listeners. I know we have a lot of listeners from outside the area who might not listen to WILL a lot otherwise. I don't know. But might be listening to podcasts and then decide to tune in today. There's no other public station in the country, no other NPR affiliate in the country, to my knowledge, that would carry this show or sponsor to stand behind it. They would say, basically, we don't really care what someone in Washington tells us. We're going to go take the pulse in our community and see if this is the sort of show people in Champaign-Urbana would enjoy listening to. And they did, and they took a chance, and they found out, indeed, there was. But one of the ways they know there's an audience
is by the pledges.
It's by people pledging. And we've got a couple more people to thank, John Nichols.
Who do we have?
Danny Slater, and I hope I've got the pronunciation right. S-L-E-A-T-O-R. Slater, Sleater.
S-L-E-A-T-O-R. Sleater.
Sleater. Okay. Well, Danny, we love you. Danny's from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which I won't hold against him.
Get out of here. Pittsburgh is a great town.
I'm from Cleveland.
I know, but I wrote the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Oh, that's true.
And Pittsburgh is the home of the United Steelworkers Union. Their headquarters right downtown. And on Thursday, I was with Leo Gerard,
president
of the Steelworkers Union, who is probably the most dryly funny trade union president in the country.
A lot of competition for that award.
No, he is very good, though. He's very funny. And he did this whole rip-roaring speech about money and politics and basically talking about how our politics has just come down to this complete muck of TV ads and huge amounts of spending. And
that'd be a really good book, wouldn't it?
Be a book on that, I'd say. I was on this panel with him. Anyway, so he finished
let
off.
Let me tell the video. Yeah, okay. I should let you know. John Nichols and I are actually writing a book on that subject right
That's
now.
That's why we were there, And Leo's a big supporter of a lot of the work that we've done. And Leo got up, and he actually had one of the best applause lines of the day. It maybe fits in any panel. He closed off with a great Pittsburgh style. It's actually he's Canadian via Pittsburgh. And he says, you know, this thing goes much further. We're just going to have to go out and kick some ass. and you know, there is a frustration out there. There is a real sense that that so much is broken. Washington is broken. It doesn't do politics right. Our media system is broken. It doesn't communicate about politics right. And the states we're seeing increasingly are broken. We're seeing these governors do crazy things. And so there's a lot of people who say, what can I do? I mean, how do I respond to a moment when so much seems to be so dysfunctional? Well, the answer is the WILL and making a commitment to this program, to this sort of media, has said, you know, we can do something right here, right now. We can produce a big ideas program that goes to the center of the core issues and allows people to really dialogue about it, but also to think about how we might get out of this mess. And And all that we ask for this opportunity to actually have a little bit of hope in the darkness is that people support it, that people
right.
call in and make a contribution. And again, you know, Bob's greedy. You know, he's sort of a troubling man in that regard. He says, oh, give what you can. Give 10 bucks, 15 bucks. I'm going to be blunt with you. If all you can do is a buck, if all you can do is $5, that to me means more than if somebody gives 100. I'll be very blunt because I want
because you don't have to pay the bills.
That's right. No, it's more than that, though. It's people give what they can.
That's right.
And for some people, $5-$10 is a lot more than somebody else giving 100.
Yeah, it's a percentage of their income.
And that's what but the way that the public works, the way that the commons works, is that we all give what we can, and it works because we're all a part of it.
That's right.
And so whatever you can give to remind people that there is a mass audience and a mass level of support for this program counts. It counts a lot with me. It counts a great deal with Bob. And the way to do that is to call 217-244-9455, 217-244-9455, or go to willpledge.org. You can do it online. And understand that when you do it, you are saying, look, I'm not giving up on this thing. I am not giving up on us having a media that serves democracy. I'm not giving up on democracy itself. I think we can start to build something from right here at WILL that goes out via all these wonderful new technologies, the internet, the podcasts, everything. And we really can do our part in shifting this dialogue away from the sex scandals, away from the throwaway stuff, and toward the core issues of our society. We can, as Leo Gerard says, go out and kick some ass. And we can do it with good media.
And, you know, we do have one more person to thank from Champaign, a new first-time contributor.
Love them the best.
Ann Berkus Chasson. And now we have 17 in, 83 to go. And I think I'm going to win the award for most incompetent announcer for pronunciation.
It's shocking.
Yeah. Do we have anyone named Smith or Brown? Please make a pledge to bail me out here.
And I hope that Miss Chasson that she recognized something akin to her name there when Bob tried to pronounce that. Because whatever it is, Bob's taking a shot. And in fact, you know, I will tell you this. If you make a really generous contribution, you can give the wonderful volunteer there,
pronunciation guide.
For
I
Bob,
might be able to handle
and
it.
Bob will take.
They
that.
Can put the accented syllable in capital letters. You know, really make it idiot.
Say really simple letters. You know.
Okay. Well, let's make the pledges. Get in here and continue to embarrass me at 217-244-9455. We need your support. This is a special 2-hour edition of Media Matters. I'm Bob McChesney. Here with me is John Nichols, my buddy, author of the new book, The S Word: A Short History of an American Tradition Socialism, which we're offering as a premium for a $60 pledge. Also for $60, you can get a copy of my brand new book that I co-edited with Victor Picard, Will the Last Reporter Please Turn Out the Lights, The Collapse of Journalism and What Can Be Done to Fix It. A book I think that if you're interested in this show and you're interested in media and politics, it's must reading. Either of those for $60, both for $100. Please call in and make your pledge. John, we have a few more people to thank. We've got Michael Stillwell of Urbana. Thank you so much, Michael. Diana Nickum of Robinson, Illinois. Do you know where Robinson is?
I'm going northwest of Champaign-Urbana.
Okay.
I'm really shooting high there.
And then here's one I think is John Sherrod, or it could be Sherrod, but I assume Sherrod.
Sherrod. I say Sherrod.
In Urbana. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, John. Yeah. Nathaniel Banks in Champaign. Good old Champaign getting in
coming
there.
Coming on strong.
Thank you, Nathaniel. And Dennis Lee Williams in Danville came in on the web at willpledge.org. Mm-hmm. So we've got 22 down, 78 to go. We've got a little bit over an hour. We're picking up a little pace here, and the pledges have ranged, John Nichols. Melissa Trentz, the producer, just sent me a note. The pledges have ranged from $5.
I love that.
Your turf.
Absolutely.
To $200.
That's great.
Which is sort of my turf.
Yeah, I know. It's, I wrote the book on socialism. What can I tell you?
Yes.
This is the thing. We live in a society where we do not have a government that's going to pay for our media. We do not have a system set up like Britain, like Germany, like France, like most developed countries.
Every other industrial nation.
Canada, to make sure that you have a well-sustained, well-supported news and comment and culture media that really competes with the direct and the throwaway media on the commercial sector. We don't have that. And as a result, it is very damaging to our democracy. The only folks, and history is going to be a very interesting thing. 100 years from now, when I think this country is going to be a dramatically better place, and when I think that our media will be dramatically better, they will look back and they'll say, "You're kidding. You know, you sustained a decent, functional public media by begging people on Sunday afternoons to call a phone number and give what they could to keep it on." And we'll say, "Yeah, we did." And, you know, the amazing thing is they called. And that's what got us through some of the toughest times, frankly, toughest times for journalism and media in this country's history. And that is what we are in. We are in a place where there are an awfully lot of folks in Washington who want to zero out any public funding for broadcast in this country. They want to zero it out for community radio. They want to zero it out for public radio. And they've got allies in the states. In New Jersey, this is a huge battle right now on New Jersey public television. In Wisconsin, where I'm from, a huge battle on how much support there will be. These are ongoing struggles. They are real.
And what's striking, John Nichols, is that in all the public opinion surveys, public radio, public TV is one of the most popular government expenses. It's always in the short list of things they want more money to go to. People like it. It serves an obvious function. One need only take the taste test, go down and test out what the commercial guys are doing. Mm-hmm. You head back here and say, "Okay, I'm glad we got this one on the dial.
Let me wash my mouth out with soap and I'm ready to." You know.
Yeah, but unfortunately, people in power don't always like it.
Well, people in power have never liked media that is challenging to them. In the S word, I've got a chapter on Victor Berger. And we actually reprise a portion of it in Will the Last Reporter Please Turn Out the Lights. And what Victor Berger did, and Victor Berger was the editor of the Milwaukee Leader. It was the socialist daily newspaper in Milwaukee that much in a similar way to this show that was based in one town, Milwaukee, but that circulated nationally because people all over the country wanted to read a deeper dialogue about the economy and about politics. Berger was a very popular editor. He was elected to Congress. But in 1917, when he and others raised questions about the war, World War I, the Postal Service stopped the distribution. They stopped, you know, allowing the easy distribution of the Milwaukee Leader through the mails. It came close to ruining the paper and certainly shut down the dialogue. Yeah. That's because power didn't want
anti-war messages.
It didn't want that alternative message. Berger fought that for 5 years. His success in the courts ultimately defined our modern understanding of freedom of speech, freedom of the press in wartime. But I would say, you know, if Victor Berger came back today, he would look at our media now, and I will guarantee you, he would say, you know, the bad guys are winning. The bad guys are shutting down the dialogue, not now by pulling the mail privileges, but frankly, by just dominating from above in commercial media with an emptiness, a vapid dialogue. And he would also, it's something we concern ourselves with a lot, and this show's done many programs on, he'd be very worried about issues like net neutrality. He'd be very worried about the question of whether we do cut public broadcasting funding. All of this stuff, all of this dialogue about how we shape a media system that works is played out on this show on a regular basis. This is the one show in national media across this country that does the job. And people can support it. They can engage in what is really a long-term struggle to make sure that we have a functional media for democracy in this country. They can do so by calling 217-244-9455, 217-244-9455, or going to willpledge.org.
John Nichols, thank you so much for that pitch. I'm Bob McChesney. This is Media Matters. We're almost at the end of the first hour. Today's a special two-hour version of Media Matters. We're raising money here. Bill Moyers will be joining us in the second hour to talk about the importance of public media and to talk about politics and where this country's at. And I can't imagine anyone I'd rather hear from talking about those subjects at this point
except
in time.
Except Bob McChesney.
Oh, God. Yeah,
right. We've heard from enough.
Yeah, you've heard enough of this guy. We do have some people to thank before we go to our break. First of all, John Nichols, Robinson, Illinois is south of Champaign-Urbana.
I took my shot.
On the Indiana border.
I apologize.
Well, you got the Noam Chomsky, or excuse me, the Ralph Nader questions.
Yeah,
you're one
okay
for two.
There, yeah.
Okay, we've got a few people to thank from Peoria. Bert Rabb or Rob.
You are
I know.
Murder. Now you're missing like four-letter names.
I'm missing the dunk shots, layups here. Okay, Bert Rabb or Rob of Peoria, thank you. Oh, here, no, look, Angelo Caparella of Normal, thank you. What a beautiful name, Douglas Day of East Peoria. Thank you. And Douglas Day is a first time WILL.
Had a couple of those today. Supported. Those are great.
This is a third at least.
Yeah,
maybe fourth.
Yeah.
Can't thank you enough, Douglas Day. We really need people like you. And then Lindsay Jackson from Monticello came in on the web at willpledge.org.
Thank
We've
you.
Got 26 in at this point. 26 in. We need 70. What's that?
Four
to go. We've got about an hour to go. We're only about a quarter of the way through what we need. Our target is.
Yeah, I hate to say that this is about how it works. And we know that the second hour is always stronger, that people come through big. So we love our first hour callers because they give us a base to really build from.
Yeah.
And they've done very well this hour. That's a good number of folks calling in. We appreciate it. But we're going to need a lot more from folks. We set an incredibly high level on this show. Most shows wouldn't go near saying they want 100 calls. We say it for two reasons. Number one, because we want to send that signal that people value this program, they value what's going on here. But number two, we've seen it happen. We know that you're out there. We know that the listeners to WILL and